you're fasting and praying, if you have never received the gift of tongues, sometimes your stomach making noise is not the gift of tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. But during these days of fasting and prayer, God will do wonderful things. How many of you believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It is the humbling of your own soul while you fast and pray. Amen. Let's just close our eyes for one more minute in prayer before we get into the word one more time. Hallelujah. Let there be thankfulness in your heart. Let there be praise in your lips. Let your heart be whispering a prayer unto Jesus this night. Hallelujah. That the Lord will commune to us from His mercy seat. Oh, hallelujah. Worship the Lord, those of you who want to. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost if you want to. From your heart, from your spirit. Rachin kattere balana sindel jara kara thandana sinchil kira dara katamanasya. Ridarandara tuganavantal sajira tula katagara hasandula dire katamanasya jandana. Halduran saramandara siri divire manasukho isal jara tanandila dila katamanasya. Hurindal Sajigara Tula Karagataman Sanjul Kara Holkara Sandal Chara Hakura Maskatara Jiniatia Malpo Daraskila Churatanam Dalagatamana Sanjul Daragatamanasya. Oh, hallelujah. Namio Restutikidu, hallelujah. Rutanam Jala Dinagatamana Sunjar Daragaratanam Dilasya. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name. Namio Restutikidu. Hallelujah. In the Rathri in Devatinda Parishutat Mavidaranganam in the Pratikin. Hallelujah. Nugangale Tarakana Devatinda Abishagam Yangada made in the Aranguan. Hallelujah. Utalam Daran, Dalada Sika Charandaran, Dilagatamana Sanjan Kara. In the Nagartave, Makala Jivatal Bidalanakuan. Hallelujah. Urupudi Abishagam Aranguan. Hallelujah. Revival Aranguan. Hallelujah. Yangal Pratikin. Harandalan, Jaragatamana Sandal Jara. Oh, hallelujah. Shatru Vendina Yangalite Porada Nangarthave, Hallelujah, Angada Mahatama, the eight at the Bidivikata Angada Janathe in the Ratalam Jarandala Hatamana Sanjal Kara. Let your glory take over. Let your glory take over. Rutalam Darandara Sijal Katara Halbudandara and Daragatamanasya. Oh, Namio, Restudigino, Hallelujah. Rajalandara Danati Saranjula Paragatamana Sanjal Hakamara Puran Janadisia. Oh, glory, glory, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. Even now, let yokes, hallelujah, be removed from the lives of your people. Even now, let there be refreshing. Even now, let there be rejoicing. Even now, let there be, hallelujah, praises rising up to the Lord. Rachalam Duragatamana Sanjulkara, hallelujah, Ratanam Duragatamana Sanjulkara. Oh, hallelujah, the Lord who visited the, hallelujah, Rutanandara, the Sanjulkara, hallelujah, Moses by the burning bush, visit us today with your fire. Hallelujah. Rakatananda Sanjalkara. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.
So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I have some more volume on this? One more scripture. The book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob. And he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you, and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, underline that word glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Amen. Hallelujah. When you look at a man called Abraham, he walked with God by faith, by looking to the heavenly city that God had got for him. Amen. That kept him going. When you look to a man by the name of Nehemiah, my Bible says that he saw the greatness of the Lord. And since he saw the greatness of the Lord, that kept him going. Amen. There were much persecutions and troubles all around him. But since he had seen the greatness of the Lord, that kept him going. Abraham was kept going because he saw the heavenly city. And some weeks back we shared on what kept the man called Joshua going. It was the fact that the promise of God, he did not see any heavenly vision. Joshua did not even see the greatness of God the way that Nehemiah did. But what kept Joshua going amidst the time when there were things were difficult was the fact that he had the promise of God to hold on to. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we are here looking at a man by the name of Moses, and that which kept him going, I pray will keep us going. Amen. And that is the whole purpose of this time of fasting and prayer. Abraham was kept going because he saw the heavenly city, whose foundation and architect was God himself. Joshua was kept going because he saw the promise of God that was burning in his heart. Nehemiah saw the greatness of the Lord that kept him going. But you and me, we can make it our prayer during these days of fasting and prayer. Lord, I want to see your glory. That which kept Moses going was the fact that he saw the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He saw the glory of God. Amen. What does that word glory mean? The word glory means the sum total of the presence of the Lord. Amen. To see the presence of God come upon our lives. Some of you are struggling with a yoke of sin around you. with a yoke of bondage around you, with a yoke of fear around you, with a yoke of sickness around you. And even tonight and even these days, while you seek the face of the Lord in prayer and while you seek Him and fast before His presence and say, Lord, I want to see Your glory. The same God who descended in the cloud upon the tabernacle and revealed the glory will descend upon your life and reveal His glory for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The glory of God. That is what kept Moses going. You know, when you look at the word, it is amazing. You know, see, there were four occasions in which Moses saw the glory of God. One, he needed to see the glory of God when the work that God had kept for him in front of him seemed too big for him. He knew his calling, but he saw his own limitations and weakness, and he said, this work that God has kept in front of me for His glory is too big for me. And God said, I'll show you my glory, then you can do it. Some of you know your call. You know the Lord has ransomed you and purchased you with His own blood. You know from where He called you. He saved you by His blood and by His word. Amen. He set you apart to belong to Him. Amen. And you're wondering, Lord, how do I fulfill my calling? How do I do the work for which You have called me? If you do not do the work for which God has called you, you would die the most unfulfilled man here on earth. Amen. But if you have done the work for which God has called you, then let me tell you, there will be the greatest of satisfactions out of you. The greatest of blessings inside of you. Some of you are looking at your life and feeling unsatisfied because you know what to which God has called you, and you are unable to do it because that work seems so precious and so big, and you don't seem to have the power to fulfill it. You look at your life and you say, I'm too weak. I don't think I can fulfill it. Let me tell you, what you need is a new demonstration of God's mighty glory coming over your life and setting you free and charging you up to do for which that God has called you. Amen. Hallelujah. Second time that God revealed His glory to Moses was when the enemy seemed too strong for him. The enemy that he was facing in his life seemed too strong for him. I was saying, Lord, sometimes when you come into the pulpit and you look at different faces and different people in the congregation, and you know the struggles, you know what the struggle they're going through. They ask you for prayer. They ask you to come home and pray. They ask you to lay hands and pray. And sometimes you do all that you can and you still feel discouraged because you look at people and once they are set free from one bondage, it looks like they have got into another one. And when you bring one person out of one bondage, here is somebody else in another corner having fallen into a greater one. And you go there and drag that one out and there is somebody else who is struggling in something else. And I said, Lord, not anymore. The enemy seems too strong. He seems too big. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to see a fresh demonstration of Your glory, not only upon my life, but upon this ministry. What shall separate us from other people? Is it not Your glory and Your presence with us? When the enemy that Moses was facing was too strong for him, God once again visited him with His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. The third thing, or the third occasion which God revealed His glory for Moses was when the people who were with him were too many and he couldn't handle their problem. Amen. When the people who were with him were too many and he couldn't handle their problem, he said, Lord, what do I do? One person wants Moses to come and dedicate his new house. Another person wants to do a counseling with Moses. A third person is struggling. He wants to know how his daughter's marriage is going to be. The fourth person says, I did not know what about my child's nursery, or child's kindergarten, or my child's catechism. What do I do about that? Another person wants to know where he will be buried. The fifth one wants to know why this persecution is taking place in his life. The sixth one is having a demonic warfare. The seventh one is having a problem with sin. The eighth one is going through depression. The ninth one is going through something else. And Moses is going crazy. Oh, I'm not speaking about myself. I never go crazy. I'm speaking about Moses. Moses. And no matter what Moses is doing, the people are still unsatisfied. They still want to stone him. They're still complaining about him. They still feel that he's not doing enough. They're in a position where Moses, I mean, they're totally dissatisfied with Moses when you look at the Bible. The people who were with him, after all that he was doing for them, he says, no, 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 we don't agree with what Moses is doing. No, 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 no. He needs to be more mature. I mean, they couldn't agree with the wife that he had. They're going to agree with the people whom he chose for ministry. That's what happened to Moses. And Moses said, Lord, what do I do? The Lord said, once again, son, I shall reveal my glory to you. Amen. And because Moses saw the glory of God that kept them going, I don't know what about your family relationships. I do not know what's happening in your life. There might be relationships that are strained and you might be struggling and saying, listen, I do not know why I'm not able to relate with my husband or with my wife or with my children. There seems to be a brokenness in our family relationships. There seems to be a brokenness in the relationships at home. And we don't know what to do about it. Lord, what do we do? And my word, let God tell you tonight that He wants to reveal His glory and bring in wholeness upon those relationships. Amen. The fourth time that God revealed the glory for Moses was when the reward seemed too small for him. For all the work that he was doing, he looked at his life and he must have thought, the reward seems to be too small for me. For all the cost that I am paying for my walk with God, for the humiliations and the persecutions that I go through because I walk with Jesus. The misunderstandings that people have about me because I carry the anointing of God in my life. What do I do? Are you sitting here somewhere with that kind of ache in your heart, wondering what you would do? For all the cost that you have taken for Jesus on being a disciple for Christ. And maybe people have rejected you, societies have rejected you. Maybe you're going through a time when people are looking at you and thinking that you have gotten something wrong when you know that you have gotten into something right. And the reward seems so small. Let me tell you, what you need is a fresh revelation of God's glory. Abraham walked on and continued his journey because he saw the heavenly city. Joshua had the promise to hold on to. Nehemiah saw the greatness of God. Moses was kept going because he saw the glory of God. Amen. Now let's get into Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Scripture that we just read. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I'll now return aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you were to, you know, anybody here a journalist? Anybody here who likes to write, likes to interview people studying for journalism? And if you were going to interview a successful man like Moses and ask him, Moses, was success easy for you? Everything looks so good. He would say, no, 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 no. I grew up in the desert. I grew up in the desert. Success was not easy for me. If you were to ask Moses, Moses, how were things for you? You must have enjoyed the people and handling all the responsibility and that position. He says, no. They didn't like me much. They don't agree with a lot of things that I did. And every time I turned around from them to seek the face of the Lord, there they were scattered, going their own way and doing their own thing. Moses, what about your life? I mean, your education must have kept you going, definitely, because you studied in the greatest of universities in Egypt. Amen? Acts 7 and verse 22 says, Moses was educated in all the wisdom and in the valor of Egyptians. Egypt was a mighty country at that time, economic power, military power. And Moses had the privilege of studying in the best universities in that place. And Moses, maybe that might have helped you. He said, no. They didn't teach me on parting the Red Sea. They didn't teach me on parting the Red Sea. I didn't ever learn that. I never knew how to bring water from a rock. They didn't tell me that. I didn't know how to feed 2 million people in the desert with no supermarkets around. They didn't teach me that. Moses, what did you learn? Well, none of the things that I learned in Egypt in the university never helped me. What kept me going was not my education, was not my strength, not my military expertise. What kept me going was the fact that time and again when I was in a problem, I would get on my knees and seek the face of God and say, Lord, I need your presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, even as we are fasting and praying, I don't know what you're going through. Maybe whatever you're going through, you have tried everything with your strength. You've tried everything with your education. You've tried everything to get out of the problem that you are in. Nothing has helped you. Let me tell you, there is a way out. The same God of Moses is our God, and He will reveal Himself to you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. See, when Moses was commissioned by God in Exodus 3, he had a great, Pharaoh, he saw his own limitations. He said, I'm too weak. I can hardly speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the Lord said, Moses, listen to this. Why didn't you stop looking yourself in the mirror and learn to look at that bush that is burning with my glory? Hear that? Moses, your problem is you're looking too much into yourself. Moses, the problem that you're having in not wanting to fulfill the work for which I've called you is the fact that you're looking too much into yourself. So take your eyes off your mirror and look at that bush that is having my glory in it. Hallelujah. Moses, you might feel you are the weakest, and like that bush, you might think that you're good for nothing. But if my glory should come upon the bush that it is, it will not be consumed. No matter what happens in life, no matter when you face the toughest of oppositions, remember this, just like the bush did not get burned up, so Moses, you won't get burned up because you have seen my glory, and my glory shall come upon you. Amen. Some of the time when you step out for the Lord and there are great challenges in front of you, if you have seen the Lord God of glory in a bush, you would know you are secure. Hallelujah. If God knows how to keep that bush from getting burned up with His glory, how much more you and me shall be kept. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is an all-consuming fire, but He won't consume you. Amen. He knows how to keep you burning for His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Look to Exodus chapter 24.
ಉಡನಾಂಜಲದ ಸಕರಂದ ಸೀನ
The side of the glory, 24th chapter, Exodus, in verses 17 and 18. The side of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud, and Moses went up into the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. Hallelujah. The side of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire. Did you hear that? Was like a... That's the fire in the bush. Amen. 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 Was like a consuming fire. That's the same fire in the bush. Amen. Now, that's in the Old Testament. Remember, that's good with Moses. But just look to New Testament. You know, there's a powerful scripture. Actually, if you were going to serve the Lord as a missionary or as an evangelist or as a pastor... Oh, you're going to serve the Lord with your whole heart to the calling for which God has called you. You know, this second letter of Corinthians is called a pastor's book. If you're going to be a minister of the gospel, this is the book. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 16. It says there, to the one we are the aroma of death, to death, and to the other the aroma of life to life. And the next word is what I wanted to underline. But who is sufficient for these things? But who is sufficient for these things? We are supposed to be everything for everyone. Amen? To one person, the aroma of death, from death to death. For another person, supposed to be the aroma of life, from life to life. But who is sufficient? Amen. Who is sufficient for these things? Can you imagine that? You look at your life and say, who is sufficient? Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you look at the task that is ahead of you and the work that God has called you to do. Who is sufficient? How can I do it? And when God called me and said, God said, I've called you and separated you to serve me. I said, Lord, how is it possible? I have too many problems. I still say that. And time and again, God says, look to my glory. Amen. You know, when you look at Moses, actually Moses didn't want this job. Amen. He was happy looking after his father-in-law's sheep. He was not complaining or grumbling or murmuring there. He was happy. No, not much pressure. He didn't want the job because he was looking at his own insufficiency. But let me tell you, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Amen. Who was made as sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Amen. 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 We are not sufficient by ourselves, but we are sufficient in the Lord. Amen. Whether it be the work of the ministry, you are sufficient in the. 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 Sufficiency comes from Him. Amen. But you might sit here this evening and say, listen, I have no problem with my ministerial thing, but what I am having is a problem with my finances. Serving the Lord is no problem, but what I have is a problem with my finances. What do you have to say about that, Pastor? Let me tell you what I have to say from the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. Says, my God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Amen. I like the five times that word all is mentioned there. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. that you always, that is again and all, having all sufficiency again and all, in all things, in everything. Can you imagine that? All things have an abundance for all work or every work. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've been young and I've been old, said David, but I've never seen the righteous beg for food. Amen. None of us who look to him shall ever be put to shame. Amen. You're looking at your bank account, you're looking at your finances, you're looking at your accounts, and you're saying, what do I do about the whole thing? Let me tell you, you have to take your eyes off that and you have to look into the account of the Lord, of his word, and say, Lord, I have all sufficiency in all things from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. For every good work. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. What a mighty word. But you might say, I don't have a problem with finances either. But what I have is certain other thorns around me. Maybe physical, maybe emotional, maybe whatever. 2 Corinthians actually, again, the 12th chapter. And verses 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I exalted above measure concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times and it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You hear that? In other words, what the Lord is saying, whatever your problem is, even if it be a demonic attack against you. Some of you might know that in the spiritual realm when you're walking, you say, oh, it's not anything. It's not the finances. It's nothing else, Lord. But what I find is the enemy pressing me, trying to get me defeated. And that is why I want an anointing. I want a Holy Ghost explosion inside my belly. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the Lord is saying from his word, do not fear. I am sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The second occasion. It's quite amazing. Let's look to it. It's in the book of Exodus chapter 40. Are you enjoying the word tonight? The book of Exodus chapter 40. In the last few verses, the second time the Lord displayed his glory for Moses. The 40th chapter of Exodus. And verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. When the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. You want to go onward? Not backward, onward? Amen. To the promised land? Amen. You need the glory. Amen. You need the glory in the tabernacle. Amen. Hallelujah. For the onward journey is amazing, you know. When you look at the fact that Israel, getting out of Egypt and going on to the promised land, they had plenty of enemies all around them. And God led them right through the enemies. That's what we read in Isaiah 43. You might go through the waters, through fire. He led them right through the enemies that was around him. But you might say, listen, what does it mean for today? Let me tell you what it means. See, some of the enemies that were around Israel, they were engaging, they were wicked by nature, they were filthy by nature, they were worshipping idols, they were, male prostitution and female prostitution. There was a lot of uncleanness in all the nations around Israel, and Israel was going right through them. You hear that? There were problems. Amen. They have different ideologies, unbelief, blasphemy against God, against the living God, idol worship, prostitution, uncleanness, all kinds of darkness and wickedness in the nations around Israel. And Moses is concerned about all the families that is with him in the camp. He said, what do I do? Different things are coming into the city. What do I do? New disco joints, pubs, pornography, all kinds of wrong movies. Everything is around the camp. People selling their bodies. And Moses is looking and saying, well, how do I handle this? I know this guy's got a weakness and I'm scared he'll rush up there. You know what God said to Moses? Moses, build a tabernacle. Build a tabernacle. Get the Ark of the Covenant inside the tabernacle. And let the tabernacle be in the middle of the camp. Let the tabernacle be in the middle of the camp. All the 12 tribes around it. And whenever they feel seduced, or whenever they feel tempted, or whenever they feel like running away, let them take a look into my glory in the middle. Let them take a look at my glory in the middle. Amen. And suddenly, little John is getting tempted. And suddenly, Auntie Susan is getting tempted. Don't know what to do. Moses says, look at the glory. One look at the glory, then they don't want anything else. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, you might be trampling down the roads of hell and going in different kinds of bondage. You know why? Because you are not looking at the glory of God. I'm not saying you're not religious. You might be religious. But what I'm asking you is this. Have you seen the glory of God? Look at the glory. Are you with me? Look at the glory. Look at the glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Psalm 16 says, in my presence is the fullness of joy. Joy is not in anything else. Not in the nations around you. Not in the things that the world can offer you. Not in sexual immorality. Not in anything else. Joy and joy in all its purity is in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why you and me, we need to get on our knees and say, Lord, once again, and look at your glory. Some of you have fallen into sin. Why? Even I have fallen into sin in my life. You know when? When I've taken my eyes off the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody here struggling with weaknesses? Look to Jesus today. Look to his glory today. Amen. Hallelujah. See, with the nations around Israel, God made never a covenant with them. God didn't make any covenant with the nations around Israel. But God made a covenant with Israel. And the blessing of the covenants were mentioned in the Romans chapter 9. Look into it, something amazing from the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 9. Are you hungry? Amen. Romans chapter 9. It says there, who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption? Can you imagine that? Amen. The second word is the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises. These were for Israel, for God's people. You hear that? Amen. None of the other nations did God adopt. Did you hear that? God didn't adopt any other nation. Amen. But you and me, we have adoption. Amen. and the glory. Say the glory. 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 The glory is for us. Oh, it is amazing. The glory is for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Israel went right through those nations. Oh, hell might be around you, but you can go right through. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look to the New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Now, it is amazing. Some people don't realize this, but you need to understand this. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 23. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophesy, an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is judged by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. In the New Testament, the Lord is saying, listen, my glory in my church. Are you with me? When you get together for worship, as a pastor, sometimes I look and say, Lord, you know, how many times I pray, Lord, I want more married people inside this community, inside this church, inside this building. I said, Lord, for 11 years, I said, youth coming in, people just barely saved, just coming out. And I said, Lord, how do I keep my eyes on everything? What kind of mischief, what kind of fooling around? What will the people around say? Or are they looking for something to point their finger at Joshua and say, what will the people think? What will happen? And I used to grapple this and I said, Lord, what do I do? The Lord said, ask for my glory. Ask for my presence. Let my presence be there. Aunties come, uncles come, they want to look. Who is there for our daughter? Who is there for our son? I said, Lord, let them know this is your body. This is your work. This is your kingdom. This is the place where you manifest. Amen. And I can tell you the only thing that has kept this ministry going is because the Lord has been here. Amen. The Lord has been here. There have been people who have come in here with wrong intentions. There have been people who have walked in here with the wrong purposes. There have been deceivers. There have been fools. There have been people who have tried to destroy the work of God. But the only reason why this work has continued is because I've seen the Lord of glory move in this place, move in this house, step down into this place and guide the hearts and the eyes of people here. Hallelujah. And even during these days, you will find in these days of fasting and prayer, that God's mighty presence will descend upon this place, and even the very secret intentions of your heart will be revealed, because the presence of God will break every yoke and destroy the works of the enemy over you. Amen. Hallelujah. A fresh manifestation of God's glory. Lift your hand and say, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The third occasion. Exodus chapter 32. The book of Exodus chapter 32. The book of Exodus, that 32, the third occasion in which God, can I have some water please? Exodus chapter 32. The third occasion which God reveals the glory. When God called him up the mountain, and the children of Israel were in their camp. They were getting discouraged and depressed because Moses, who said he would get them into the promised land, had not kept his promise, and they were still out in the desert, and they were wondering what's happening. And they were getting discouraged and depressed. and unbelief was setting in. And Moses needed to have a fresh revelation of glory. And so my Bible says he walked up that mountain to see the glory of God. Hallelujah. Things around you might be depressing. Sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes, you know, you look at an Elijah. Elijah was on fire. He wanted the same anointing and a double portion of that which was on Elijah. But look at Gehazi, who was with Elisha. Gehazi did not want that. He walked with a righteous man. He walked with an anointed man. But the intentions of his heart was different. This man was covetous. And when you face a situation, when you face people who are tough to deal with and people who are around you, in your families, in your homes, let me tell you what you need to ask is the Lord, let your glory not only come upon my church, upon the ministry, but let your glory come over my house. When you go into your schools, when you go into your workplaces, let the glory of God go with you. You hear that? Amen. Let the glory of God go with you. I remember once a man here, I won't name him now. He's here tonight. I sent him somewhere, professional. He is a professional. He walked in, and he was working there for some time. After a couple of weeks, I walk up to a place outside the city, and a man comes to me and says, please pray that I want to receive Jesus. And I had not preached. I had not ministered, and I was kind of, how does this person know that I'm a minister of the gospel? And how is it that without him hearing the word of God that he wants me to pray for him that he would receive Jesus? So I asked him, sir, why do you want me to pray? And he said, one of the members in your congregation came to my workplace. He did not open his mouth and tell me anything about your Jesus. But just by looking at him, I knew that God was with him. And I said, I want to have the same God who was with him upon my life. Can you imagine that? That's because he took the glory to his workplace. He didn't allow those nations around him to oppress him, but he took the glory there. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Amen. Exodus 32, here the people are crying out and Moses goes up the mountain. Amen. Sometimes people, when they call me for prayer, immediately I go up the mountain. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And here it says, when Moses was in the mountain, looking at the glory of God and God giving him the command, the people down, they called up Aaron and said, Aaron, make us a God. Can you imagine that? How the heart of people. Just for a month, Moses going up the mountain to pray. 40 days, a month and a little bit more. 40 days, they missed the man of God there. And they said, Aaron, make us an image that we can worship. Are you with me? We all have our images which we worship. It could be people, it could be prestige, it could be position. Leviticus 26:1 says, make yourself no image. Which means you can make yourself an image and place it in the place of God. Make yourself no image. It can be anything. And here Aaron is making them an image with gold, a golden calf. You know, I have something written out here. It says, you know, what Aaron did was give people what they want. That's a wrong leader. If you're going to serve the Lord, remember this. Don't give the people what they want. But make them want what God is for them. You hear that? Moses would make them want what God had for them. Aaron gave them what they wanted. They asked, can we do everything that we like and you bless us? Aaron said, do anything that you like, I'll bless you. Moses said, no. That's not the way. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Sometimes people on the term evangelism, they try to make the church people friendly. They give what people what they want. Someone comes and says, we don't like you praying in tongues. No, you know, our great grandmother who is coming for worship once every year will get offended. Come on. Hallelujah. You don't make the church or you don't make the worship service people friendly. You make it God friendly. Hear that? And that's the key to victory and blessing in ministry. What God wants from His Word and by His Spirit, that's what you make. That's what you, by your ministry, desire with, ask the Holy Spirit to minister within the lives of people that they will crave for the same thing. That's why often I ask, are you hungry? Because that's the intention, to make you hungry for the glory of God. To make you hungry for the glory of God. Where you'll say, I'll need more of the Lord. I'll need to seek His face afresh and receive a fresh revelation in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Aaron gave them what the popular religion wanted to give them. Hallelujah. But Moses goes up the mountain. Are you with me? When he was discouraged. When everybody had left him. To forsake the Lord and the servant to walk after images that they had made. Moses goes up the mountain. It is amazing. In the Bible you find Elijah going up the mountain. Moses going up the mountain. They have both had the same situation. Elijah, during his time, the people had forsaken the living God to worship after idols. And Elijah is going up the mountain. You know what he's doing? He's going up the mountain and saying, Lord, I am the only one who is righteous and left. Moses doesn't say that. And God reminded him and said, listen, no. Don't say you are the only one. There are 7,000 others whom I have kept. You hear that? When Elijah went on the mountain, he was complaining, he was murmuring. But when Moses went up the mountain, there's a difference. He was interceding. You hear that? He was interceding. He was praying. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, put your prayer language in the belly of your people. Hallelujah. Moses, when he went up the mountain, he was praying and seeking after the face of God and said, Lord, I want your glory. Elijah faces the same situation, murmuring, self-righteous, I am the only one left, and complaining. But Moses is different. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And because he was interceding and seeking the face of God, God allowed the glory to come over his life. Amen. Hallelujah. The last time, the fourth time, pardon me. And I stop with this. Exodus chapter 32, the 34th chapter. When? Remember this. When the work that you have to do becomes too, looks too big for you, see the glory of God in the bush, in your nothingness. When the enemy seems too strong for you, see the glory in the camp. Hear that? Amen? See the glory of God in the camp. When the people around you and situation around you seems very hard, go up the mountain. In prayer, seeking the glory of God. Amen? And when the reward for all that you have done for the Lord seems so small for you, hallelujah, this is what you have to do. Can you imagine how Moses was taken up to be with the Lord? This is amazing. Moses is such a mighty man of God who got so many people out of Israel, out of Egypt into the promised land. Bring them out into the promised land. When he was taken up to the glory, Elijah, when he was taken up, he had chariots. God sent his chariots. Moses had no chariots. After all that you've done for the Lord, you would expect some chariots to show up. Amen. But he had no chariots to take him up. No people to carry his body. What do you say for the pallbearers? Pallbearers? No one to carry his body. Remember that? You would expect 2 million people coming out of bondage, some of them to carry their body. No one. No people felicitating at that time about Moses and saying, "We are grateful, Moses. We remember this evening the great thing that our servant of God, Moses, did." No services like that. The reward seems so small, isn't it? For after all that you've done for the Lord and for the people. No one crying and weeping and saying, "Oh, Moses." Imagine that. Moses could have said, "Lord, even when NGR died in Tamil Nadu, people were crying. After all I've done for them." Nothing. The reward seems small, doesn't it? The Lord said, "Moses, you come up the mountain by yourself. Take a good look at the promised land to which you are supposed to lead them. No, no, you're not going to go in there now. But take a good look." Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Moses, sleep off. That's how Moses died. He saw, and he fell there. And God buried him, the Bible says. You know, once when when American president was long time back, I forget which president was coming from an African safari. He was coming by a ship after an African safari, coming back into America. And the same ship, there was a missionary couple who had gone to Africa and spent their lives serving the Lord. And when the ship reached America, there was a great celebration and people were out on the streets and all that. And the president was really welcomed back to the country. They took him in a, what do you say for that? Motorcade? Motorcade. And people were all streaming the streets and waving flags and saying, praising the president, all that. People taking snaps, all that. In the same ship, there was a missionary couple who came. They came. Nobody was there to welcome them. They came, got out of the ship, rented a small hotel room and got in. And then the man of God broke down. He said, "It's not fair. After all that we have done for the Lord, where even our children died in the mission field, all the tears and the pain of serving Jesus out there in the mission field, not a single one to welcome us back." And they were crying, and this man was crying and said, "It's not fair, it's not fair. Not a single one to welcome us when we came back home. No, it's not fair." My wife said one statement to the husband, "We are not home as yet." We are not home as yet. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is an eternal reward for every one of you who is paying a price for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One day when we shall walk up to our home in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus will not send an angel to receive us. He will come and receive us himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the word. Amen. Hallelujah. But my Bible says in Matthew chapter 17, later on in the Mount of Transfiguration. Amen. Moses is there in the promised land with Elijah, speaking about the exodus of Jesus. Luke says the word exodus of Jesus. In other words, how Jesus would bring the people of the rest of the world out of the bondage of sin unto the promise of glory, just like Moses did. They were discussing that. Amen. In the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah. Hallelujah. On how Jesus would bring through the sacrifice on the cross people from the slavishness of sin under the promise of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you excited, church? Amen. Well, I stop with this one word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And then we pray. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Third chapter. You can read that chapter later. It's a powerful chapter. The 17th and the 18th verse. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. In the Old Covenant during the time of Moses, when you read the second chapter of Corinthians, the third chapter, it says, the law was written on tablets of stone. But we have a better covenant where the law of God is written on the tablets of our hearts. You hear that? Even while I'm ministering the word of God, there are some of you who have the word in your books, but there are some of you whose hearts are open where the Spirit of the Lord himself will write this message in your heart. Yes? Two. Moses' glory was a glory that is passing away, the Bible says. But we have a never passing away, ever increasing glory. That's what 2 Corinthians 3 says. Amen. And how do you and me move into it? I stop with this. The 18th verse. We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Beholding as in a mirror. The mirror in the Bible is speaking about the word of God. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror or in the word of God, the glory of the Lord, amen, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. In our words, what a beautiful version I have written here is, a child who looks into the Word of God by the Holy Spirit of God as his helper and who sees the face of Jesus in the Word of God will be changed into that very same image, into that same glory. Hear that? A child who looks into the Word of God by the help of the Holy Spirit of God and sees the face of Jesus Christ are being transformed. Do you want to be transformed? You want to be changed? That's what you want to do in these days of fasting and prayer. Are being transformed into the same glory. When? When you look into the Word of God, that is the mirror. Amen. When you look into the Word of God, that's the mirror. And when you look into it, by the help of the Holy Spirit, and see Jesus in that world once again with freshness, you are being changed into the same image of Jesus. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anybody here who wants to go on looking at the glory of God? Abraham walked by looking at the heavenly city. Nehemiah saw the greatness of God that kept him going. Joshua was kept going because he had the promise of God. But you and me, we are being called and exhorted and encouraged and led by the Spirit of God, just like Moses, to look at the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus and be changed into the same image. That will keep you and me going. Amen. If that is your prayer, lift your hand and stand up in the presence of the Lord. We're going to pray together. During days of fasting and prayer, don't expect the service to end like we usually do. Hallelujah. If the Spirit of God leads us to pray longer time, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Stotra. Lift your hearts unto Jesus. Ask him to help you tonight, to change you tonight, to change you tonight, to see the glory of God, Oh, hallelujah. You cannot go on the same way, my brother. You cannot go on the same way, sister. Oh, there is going to be a change, a transformation as you look into the mirror of God's word. As you look into the mirror of God's word, hallelujah, there is going to be a transformation. There is going to be a change. Hallelujah. Oh, there is going to be a change. There is going to be a change. Hallelujah. Usalandara manakasiya. Akuratananjara dalhakamadana sanjalkara. Nangal prathikinu. Hallelujah. Tonight we pray, Father. Tonight we pray, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, looking unto Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yeshuvilekku nokkunnu njangal. Hallelujah. Angana vachanathil kooda Yeshuvilekku nokkunnu. Rutalandaran jana sagalathiya. Oh, oro jeevathayum anga vittivikkaname. Oro jeevathine melum angana kripa pagaraname. Innu raathriye parishuddhaatmavinte shakti ivide iranganame. Nugangale thakarakkunna devathinte abhishekathinte shakti. ഓ, ക്ഷീണിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നവർക്ക് ഒരു പുതുജീവൻ തരുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. മോശ മഹത്വം കണ്ടതുപോലെ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ തേജസ്സും ദൈവത്തിന്റെ മഹത്വവും കാണാൻ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവാം ദൈവം ഇന്നിവിടെ ഇറങ്ങണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ജീവിതങ്ങളുടെ മേൽ ഇറങ്ങണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഓ, വ്യക്തി ജീവിതങ്ങളുടെ മേൽ ഇറങ്ങണം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ലെറ്റ് ദി മൈറ്റി ഹാൻഡ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ്, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ഇവിടെ ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. പുറകോട്ട് പിടിക്കുന്ന ശത്രുവിന്റെ എല്ലാ പോരാട്ടങ്ങളും ഇന്ന് വിട്ടുമാറുവാൻ ദൈവത്തിന്റെ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ ശക്തി, അഭിഷേകത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി, ദുഃഖങ്ങളെ തകർക്കുന്ന, കെട്ടുകളെ അഴിക്കുന്ന, ബന്ധനങ്ങളെ തകർക്കുന്ന ദൈവത്തിന്റെ അഭിഷേകത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി ഇന്ന് രാത്രി ഇവിടെ ഇറങ്ങട്ടെ. ഉഠലന്തരം ജനന്തൽ കാരതന സഞ്ചൽക്കാര. ഓ, കഠിന ഹൃദയങ്ങളെ ഹല്ലേലൂയ മൃദുലമായ ഹൃദയമാകുന്ന ദൈവക്രമ വ്യാപരിക്കട്ടെ. റുസലം ജനന്തന ഹരമര സഞ്ചൽ. ഒരു പുതിയ അഭിഷേകത്തിന്റെ ശക്തി. ഓ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ, യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ ഇന്ന് രാത്രി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുന്ന ഓരോ ജീവിതത്തിന്റെ മേലെ ഇറങ്ങുവാൻ രാധനാനദ സഞ്ചൽ ധാര. ഓ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. കരുതലാ സരിഞ്ചിന മഹക ൂസലഞ്ചരാന വസിക്കുക. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. രുതലനമേ ശിഖരശിയ. ഓ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഒരു പുതിയ ദാഹം, എ ന്യൂ ഹംഗർ, എ ന്യൂ തേർസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഗോഡ് ആൽമൈറ്റി. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. അങ്ങനെ ജനത്തിന്റെ മേൽ കൃപ വ്യാപരിക്കുവാൻ. സ്കുരാൻ തിരിമല മനസ്യ. ഗ്ലോബി 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 ഗ്ലോബി. ഓ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഏൽപ്പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക, ഏൽപ്പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക, ഏൽപ്പിച്ചുകൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. എന്റെ യേശുവിന്റെ കരങ്ങളിലേക്ക് ഇത് ഏൽപ്പിച്ച് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക. Church, even tonight, as we stand in the presence of the Lord in prayer, the Bible says we are transformed by looking into the mirror that is the word of God. It is when the presence of the Lord is there and you reverence that presence, that's what the fear of God is all about. Some of you have lost it. God is willing to restore it back unto you on one condition. My Bible says in Psalms 55 and verse 19, because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. Because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God. Only if you are willing to change, that means to be transformed, then only will you have once again the reverence and the fear of God back in your life. So lift your heart and say, Lord, I want to change. I want to be transformed. I want to be transformed. I want to look into the mirror of God's word. Hallelujah. By the help of your Holy Spirit, see Jesus Christ and be transformed. And be transformed. Hallelujah. Adinai Deva Kriba Vyapirikkatte. Adinai Deva Kriba Vyapirikkatte. Hallelujah. Chodikkuka Karthavinte adutha. Chodikkuka Karthavinte adutha. Adinai Chodikkuka. Rakalabanasa. Rutalabanasya. Rukatalanasya. Rukatalanadina Sunjama Kabesya. Again, open the eyes of your understanding to look to Jesus tonight and bring you through and to keep you walking. Even tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is here to help you. Just go after hearing a message. We want to pray before we go. Bend your hearts before God. Let the Spirit of God break your hearts to fresh revival. Let the eyes of your understanding be opened. Let blindness go. I cannot go and live in the same way. In your own words, pray. Tonight, even here, as a congregation, when we pray, kadana hrudayangale maatana deva kriba innivada olugunnundu. ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ വിടുതൽ, ആരാധിക്കുമ്പോൾ സൗഖ്യം. Worship the Lord tonight one more time before you go. Tomorrow evening also, we have a service here at 6 o'clock. We have a man of God coming here to minister. Please make sure that during these days of fasting and prayer, you don't call people from outside. You don't have space. That is why only those of them who are coming here and who are here, and those of you who are here today, need to come tomorrow. Okay? Sunday, since we have two services, we can accommodate the crowd. But otherwise, don't ask for people to come afresh tomorrow. All of you are here. Please come tomorrow. Yes? Hallelujah. Amen. But don't ask for new people to come. Amen. And tomorrow evening at 6 to 9:30, we might even go to 10 or 10:30 if the Lord leads us. Otherwise, we stop. Sharp at 6, we start the worship. Please be here for the worship and the prayer. It is as you worship the Lord and as you pray and as you hear the word that God sets you free. Amen. So please make sure that you are here. Sunday, we have breaking of bread for both the services. But make sure that you prepare your heart for that. Amen? Amen? Please make sure that nobody does absolute fast. Absolute fast is without food and water. Yes? Anybody here who is here tonight, please make sure that you don't do that fast. You can do the other fast of abstaining from food completely, but make sure that you drink plenty of water. But don't go without water. Are you with me? Yes? Amen. Hallelujah. If you are taking medicines and all that, please make sure that you eat. Yes? And make sure that maybe you can fast on something else, maybe on a sleep or something else. But make sure that you eat if you're taking medicines. Amen? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We take a final song of thanksgiving and worship. Worship. Worship Him as you sing this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeshu Kathavu Jeevikku.